I promise you, sometime when we don't have as much politics to talk about, we're going to do just a karaoke show with Kirk singing for us for the hour. Before we go, let me put in a plug for my actual day job, which is a separate entity from this lovely program that Kirk has organized for your listening pleasure. I have a team of reporters working hard every day over at Up North News, our statewide news site for headlines and stories about the big issues of the day, and features about the state we love to call home, like the guy who goes surfing in Lake Michigan near Sheboygan in the wintertime, or a beginner's guide to the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. So you can just search for Up North News WI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Kirk.
All right. So we just led this last segment with a song that I forgot that I love so much by Mariah Carey, called Hero, because in contrast to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's absolutely crazy antics, as well as his disdain for seemingly everyone who makes less than something like $1 million a year in Wisconsin, we've got another U.S. Senator called Tammy Baldwin. And this, it can't, these guys, these two people could not be more polar opposites than they are. This is a woman who is fighting for the middle class. She's extremely well educated. She's actually thinking about problems that exist in Wisconsin, and she introduces bills that are technical, but are really what Wisconsinites need. She's an actual lawmaker. And then on the other side of the coin, we have this guy who doesn't seemingly read much at all. He doesn't seem to believe in science. He doesn't seem to care about anybody but himself or other million-dollar donors. And so the question I have for you, Sarah, and you can start out, is how can Wisconsin be a state that elects a woman called Tammy Baldwin and a man called Ron Johnson, and we're the same state that's elected both of them?
Well, that would be a series of shows unto itself. But, you know, just looking at Ron Johnson and what he brings to the table, you know, I too went through an angsty Ayn Rand phase until I realized that she was a meth addict, you know, lunatic narcissist. And so quickly came out of that. He never did. So his whole thing is, the world is inherently selfish, and be unapologetically selfish, and whoever you screw over for your own self-benefit, power to you. And he has marketed that to this sense of rugged individualism as some sort of romantic idea, which completely flies in the face of Wisconsin's communal, societally centered history, very rich history of caring about one another. We're very deeply rooted in our faith. And, you know, we've got this guy who's like the let's put soda in the drinking fountains. It's cool to be mean. And no, it's not cool to be mean. Pat, can you shine some light on this?
I think, you know, look, we're a state that long before we had Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, we had Joseph McCarthy. And yet we also had Bill Proxmire. The state that gave us Herb Kohl also gave us Scott Walker. We've talked about this on this program several times, the nature of this state. And yes, right now, there is an extreme rural-urban divide, but we remain a closely divided state, but even more geographically now, not just politically. What that means is we still have, unlike a lot of other places, we still have a lot of so-called swing voters, people that are civic-minded. They want to vote, but they also are, you know, they heard something in Donald Trump and thought, yeah, this guy seems different. He seems like he'll fight for me. And yet 2 years later, or, you know, 2 years earlier with Tammy Baldwin, it would be, well, I really like her. I think she cares about me. So we've got to talk about our values rather than talk about fear tactics. That's the side that, you know, gets used compared to the side that says, if you stick to your values, if you trust the science, if you believe in education, and if you believe in compassion, we can have more Tammy Baldwins and fewer Ron Johnsons. So, well, with that, it's time for us to go. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Kirk. Thanks to our guests, Bob Link, Tim Jacobson, Mike Kroot, and thank you for joining us at the cabin. Come on back up north next week. Won't you let me die?